Good morning. We are still in the last parak of Masechet Shviyos. It's taking us a very long time to get through this parak, but we're going to get there. In the last parak in Mishnah, in Parak Yud, the 10th parak of Masechet Shviyos, we have to Mishnah Vav. We discussed already what the prosbul contract looks like, the way that person transfers his loans to basins like this. They will not be forgiven during the year of Shemitah. Now Mishnah Vav writes, in Kaisim prosbul ela ala karka. Person cannot write this prosbul contract transferring his loans to the basin unless the life of the borrower has some form of real estate. He has to own some real estate. And the Rishonim explained that there are different reasons for this, but there's either it's because there has to be something tangible here that the basin can theoretically collect a loan today, or others say because people generally don't give loans to people unless they have something that can back up the loan. And since people don't generally lend people money unless they have something like karka, like real estate, they'll back up the loan, it's not shchiach that such a loan will exist. And Chazal only make takanas, they only institute certain policies as a Klal Yisrael policy, but something which is normal and regular. Either way, the leiva has to have some type of karka. Now, in main light, let's say he doesn't have anything, it's the mezaku v'sefsedeo koshu. Then generally the malva will give him a real tiny little piece of his own karka. Like this, he has something, some tiny piece of karka that he can, some tiny piece of real estate that he can put the loan onto and then write this contract to the basin. The person has a sada which is given as a collateral. Now, either that means he has some real estate, but he gave it to someone else as a collateral for a loan, or the opposite, someone else gave it to him as a collateral. Kaisim lev prosbul, that's enough. He can use that to back up his prosbul. Rabbi Chutzpah Omer, Kaisim le'isha nechse ishta, yutem nechse apotropin. A person can write a prosbul if his wife has some karka that she brought into the marriage that he has rights to. Similarly, if an apotrop is someone who's taken care of orphans, they do not have a father to take care of the finances, so someone takes care of it for them. So he borrows money for them. He lends money for them. He borrows money for them. So ultimately, there is some karka that he has, which is tied to that loan. You could use that as a connection to his prosbul. One more Mishnah, very quickly. Mishnah Zayin, Kaverish Devarim, a beehive. Rabbi Lezer Omer, so we have a fundamental machlekes, a dispute between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to what the status of the beehive is. Rabbi Lezer says it has a din of karka, and we'll see with regard to many different halachas, the Chachamim disagree and say it does not have the status of karka, and goes as follows. Kaveres Devarim, this beehive, Rabbi Lezer Omer, harei ki karka, it's like karka. Therefore, because only a prosbul, you could use it as something to back up a prosbul. Since it is karka, it's real estate, it's not makabel tum as long as it's in its place. But a person takes some honey out of it. On Shabbos, chayiv, he is chayiv for tailish, he uprooted something from the ground. They disagree and say, this is not karka, this is not land. You can't use it to back up a prosbul. It's like a keli, it's like any other utensil which is makabel tuma. But right in the middle of a Shabbos, potter, a person who takes honey out of it on Shabbos, is potter. They did not say it's mutter, because there's a whole different issue of mefarik over here, and Simon Shin Chafal for the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, but ultimately there's no problem of Taylor should take honey from it, and therefore a person is not chayef to bring a chatas. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches.